WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello to everyone on this lovely September day. I'm so excited to be back with a new host from the Newport Music Festival, Trevor Neal. He will be joining me week after week to bring you exciting classical music for children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to join you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just as excited as we are to get started today, but first, as always, let's thank our sponsors.
Of course, Jamie. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous donors.
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, today I'm taking you and our listeners on the journey of the March King. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who?
Come on, Jamie, this is an easy one. I'm talking about John Philip Sousa, who is responsible for some of the best military marches in our nation's history. So much so that he has a really cool instrument named after him called the sousaphone. Do you know what a sousaphone is, Jamie?
What?
A sousaphone! In 1893, James Welsh Pepper created this instrument at the request of Sousa, who was tired of the old tin sound of the helicon, which was used widely in military bands at the time. Lucky for you, I brought a clip of what it sounds like. Feast your ears on the sound of the sousaphone.
Wow, that sounds like a really cool instrument.
It is indeed. Hey, what do you say we give one of his pieces a listen?
I would love that.
This first piece was written in 1885 while Sousa, as the leader of the United States Marine Corps Band, was under the command of Major George Houston, whom he saw as a stern but fair, and dedicated this march to him. This is Sound Off.
We'll be right back. Wow, you really get the stern but fair emotions in this piece.
Yes, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Our next piece was written in 1886 and was different than Sousa's other marches, and that's because it wasn't a march at all. Sousa composed this piece at the request of President Chester Arthur to replace the tune Hail to the Chief, which unfortunately never happened. Written in the familiar waltz style, this is Presidential Polonaise.
Thank you.
That piece has me wanting to dance.
Well, let's calm down, Jamie. We have a few more pieces to get through. I promise we can dance at the end of the show.
Okay.
Our next piece, written in a similar style as the previous one, is a very rare symphonic work composed by Sousa in 1888, with a dedication to Mrs. W.C. Whitney, then the wife of the Secretary of the Navy. You will notice in this piece that there are elements of his march style in the beginning, before taking off into a beautiful waltz. This is La Reine de la Mer, which translates to the Queen of the Sea.
Thank you.
Lovely. So sweet.
Well, if you thought that was sweet, our next piece was written during World War I, when the rest of the world pushed back against all things Germany. Sousa's support of the war effort came when the American Relief Legion asked him to compose a new piece as a substitute for music of Wagner and Mendelssohn at American weddings. This is The Wedding March.
Thank you.
Well, Trevor, we have covered quite a bit today, and I've learned so much about the the March King.
Well, I'm not quite finished yet, Jamie. We are at the final piece for today, written in 1896. This is possibly Sousa's most famous march, and he said his inspiration to compose this piece was irresistible, complete, definite, and he could not rest until he finished the composition. This is Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. I never tire of hearing that march.
Before we go, I'm going to play one of my favorite pieces from a Disney movie that was just re-released, The Lion King. Let's listen to that.
Jamie, it's been a pleasure to be on with you and our listeners today, and I'm already excited to come back next week.
Yes, a pleasure indeed.
Thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous donors for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.